Next patient is Kimberly Comey. That is C-O-M-I. C as in cat. C-O-M-I, Kimberly. K-I-M-B-E-R-L-Y. Date of birth is 3-4-61. Date of visit is 9-5-24. Next. Please make a copy for Mario Cucharella. C-U-C-C-H-I-A-R-E-L-L-A. Cucharella, M-D. M-D. Next. Paragraph. Dear Mario, thank you for sending Kimberly Comey for evaluation. Next paragraph. History of present illness. This is a 63-year-old female who has been evaluated by her oncologist, Dr. Tabitha Townsend, T-O-W-N-S-E-N-D, Tabitha Townsend, due to a history of squamous cell carcinoma of the rectum, status post chemotherapy and radiation therapy in the past. Also was sent for a chest CT done on 6/25/24. The patient's CT chest showed a left lobe of lung nodule up to 3 millimeters, which was stable from a prior CT in 2016. He also had a right mid lobe non-calcified nodule up to 3.7 millimeter with another punctate nodule in the minor fissure, not significantly changed from prior CT. There was a tiny right upper lobe nodule laterally, which is also stable, and no adenopathy of the mediastinum. Abutting the right heart border was a hypodense mass measuring 3.4 by 2.6 centimeter, which was described as a pericardial cyst, and a cardiac evaluation is pending period. The lung fields were clear, no evidence of emphysema. And no other changes of interstitial disease or consolidation period. The patient has no cough or shortness of breath, denies chest pains, and no hemoptysis, no fever, chills, or weight loss. Next paragraph, past history has included history of squamous cell carcinoma of the rectal area, status post chemo radiation therapy. She has had history of diverticulitis in 2003 and history for migraine attacks and chronic pain around the rectum, status post radiation, and gastroesophageal reflux. Next, he also had a cholecystectomy and a hysterectomy, and a skin cancer removed from her right lower extremity. Next paragraph, allergies to penicillin and Ativan. Next line, habits the patient does not smoke, drinks alcohol rarely. Next, paragraph, family history, patient is, I'm sorry, the patient's father is in good health, mother has skin cancer, and breast cancer. Next paragraph. System review of the patient has weight loss, fatigue, no glaucoma, cataracts, she has no vertigo, hoarseness, no urinary frequency or flank pains, she has no asthma, no, but has some shortness of breath, no wheezing or cough, she has abdominal pains, nausea, heartburn, rectal bleed, diarrhea and constipation. She has no chest or jaw pain or palpitations. She has anxiety attacks. And she has muscle stiffness. No headaches. I'm sorry, she has headaches, no seizures. And no blackout spells. She has skin rash. Next, med list. Oxycodone, 10 mg, QID, PRN. Omeprazole, 40 mg daily. Claritin and 10 milligrams as needed. Next, physical exam. This moderate to obese middle-aged white female with no acute distress. Her blood pressure 130/70. Pulse is 85. Respiration 20. Temperature 97.5. Weight is 225. Saturation 97. HEND norms, silent pupils, reactive, sclerae clear, throat is mildly injected, he has no inflammation. Nasal mucosa is clear. Neck supple, no bruise, no lymphadenopathy, thoracomegaly. Chest equal movements with essentially clear lung fields. Heart, the absence of regular S1 and S2, no murmur. The abdomen is soft, obese, without masses, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities reveal mild edema and good peripheral pulses. Reflexes of 1 plus with no gross motor deficits, cranial nerves grossly intact. Skin was dry and cool. Rectal exam is deferred. Next paragraph, impression number 1. Multiple lung nodules. Stable. Number 2 is history of squamous cell carcinoma of the rectum. Status post chemo and radiation therapy. Number 3 is gastroesophageal reflux disease. And number 4 is pericardial cyst. Next paragraph, plan. The patient was advised that a follow-up chest CT will be obtained to see if there's any change in the size of these nodules. She will also get a complete pulmonary function study since she sometimes complains of trouble taking a deep breath. Can you please add that in the system review? The patient has occasional episodes where she cannot catch her breath or take a deep breath, but denied wheezing. Then in the plan again, the patient will also get a CBC, complete metabolic profile, IgE level, and follow-up will be arranged in approximately 3 months, at which time I'll make an addendum. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Dr. Tabitha Townsend, TOWNSEND, MD, and Mario Cucirella, MD. Mario Cucirella was spelled earlier. Thank you, Dr. D'Souza.